Hello, Damien Carrick with you in the National Interest on ABC Radio National. I'm filling in for Peter Mayers, who's in China for the next month. Coming up on the program, the Federal Treasurer says no to the marriage of the Australian Stock Exchange with the Singapore Stock Exchange. Also, ATMs, how much do you pay for the convenience of accessing cash anywhere, anytime? And freedom of information. Under difficult circumstances, a Canberra academic scores a big win against the government. But first, to the national roundup. Australians, we like to think of ourselves as relaxed and laid back, a free and easy sort of people. But maybe we aren't quite as cool as we like to think. The Townsville Bulletin, in an article titled Council's Breast Practice, reports that two topless women were spotted sunbathing on the Strand, which is the city's beach and recreation precinct. The Bulletin reports that while no complaint was made about the topless episode, Townsville lifeguards receive about two or three such complaints a week. Lifeguard supervisor Russell Blanchard was quoted as saying that topless women are more prevalent in winter because backpackers come to Townsville for the warmer temperatures. They're usually European tourists, Swedish, German or English girls who are from a different culture where it is completely normal behaviour. Mr Blanchard said last winter, in just one day, about 20 women were caught topless after a Contiki tour dropped off a busload of backpackers. The Townsville Nudist Club, yeah there is one, has called on locals to be more liberal. Member Eric Brown said, Townsville is too prudish. We need to leave these backpackers alone because they're on holiday and having a good time. Still at the beach, but further down the east coast, Sydney's Daily Telegraph raises concerns that the iconic red and yellow cap of volunteer surf lifesavers could disappear from Australian beaches after officials raised concerns that young members think they're uncool. And there are also concerns that the caps don't give enough protection from the sun's harmful rays. Surf Life Saving Australia is currently asking all its members to decide whether or not the cap should be used in frontline duties. The telly also reports that this summer, new SunSmart wide-brim hats have become mandatory for patrols. But one president was against dumping the famous headwear. Quote, it's rather necessary to be able to identify members immediately if they run into the water and save someone. Responses from the clubs are due back on the 20th of May. What young people do with their bodies isn't only an issue on the beach. The Adelaide Advertiser reports that South Australia has announced that it will ban all intimate body piercings, including those to genitals and nipples, for all people under 18. The ban will apply even if a teenager has permission from a parent. But those aged between 16 and 18 will still be able to get less invasive body piercings on, say, the tongue or the cheek without permission from a parent. The South Australian Attorney-General, John Rau, said he was confident the new legislation struck the right balance between tight controls and freedom of choice. Piercings of a different type have been occupying the good people of Geelong. The Geelong Advertiser reports that a controversial public reenactment of the crucifixion in the city's main shopping area won't be staged this upcoming Easter. The paper reports that the graphic Passion, which features wailing mourners around a blood-soaked actor nailed to the cross, had divided opinion among retailers and shoppers over the last 2 years. Indeed, last year, police intervened and cut short the performance. When recently appointed, Pastor Lee Wong from the Norlane Christian Church was asked why the congregation's display would not take place this year, he didn't refer to the high emotions generated by all the copious blood and gore. In fact, he was rather prosaic. Pastor Wong said he was still trying to sell a business in far-off suburban Melbourne and it was all too hard to administer and organise. Pastor Wong said his congregation of between 20 and 40 people would instead mark Easter with a quiet church service. No blood, no mess.